From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will halt attacks around the Syrian city Aleppo for 3 hours each day beginning Thursday so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the ravaged city. Russia said it would halt airstrikes and artillery attacks from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time. The news welcomed by UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien.
At all times, I will look at any kind of suggestion which enables humanitarian aid to be delivered. That's my only priority, and I am only interested in meeting the needs as they are. To meet that capacity of need, you need two lanes, and you need to have about 48 hours to get sufficient trucks in.
O'Brien earlier this week said 2 million people in and around Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity. Aleppo is split into government and rebel-held districts. Friday, a rebel-led coalition launched an offensive to break a three-week government siege of its sectors, opening a safe corridor allowing for the flow of goods and people. Zambians are heading to the polls to elect a new president and legislature. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. The campaign has been marred by violence, at least three killed. The Election Commission had to halt campaigning for 10 days last month to reduce clashes. Zambia University political analyst Lee Habasonda said the country has walked on the knife's edge.
You want to understand, in this country, violence during election has not really been very intense. But this time round, there is very intensive levels of violence.
Mr. Lungu narrowly won a snap election against Hichilema 18 months ago. A ballot, Hichilema said, denied him victory because of fraud. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander for the coalition fighting Islamic State said Wednesday the jihadist insurgency has suffered severe losses in the two-year coalition campaign to reduce its lethality in Iraq and Syria, where it surged to large land conquests. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland said an estimated 45,000 fighters have been removed from the battlefield.
And whatever the true number of enemy casualties may be, there's no question that our strikes have enabled the liberation of more than 25,000 total square kilometers from Daesh. That's nearly half of what the enemy once controlled in Iraq and 20% of what they once controlled in Syria.
McFarland said both the quality and quantity of IS fighters has dwindled, but he said it remains a potent threat, especially in the use of suicide bombers. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of choosing terror over peace, following attacks in Crimea early this month that he said were orchestrated by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. Mr. Putin said it's obvious authorities in Kyiv are not seeking a way to solve problems through dialogue but choose terror. Ukraine's President Poroshenko rejected the Russian leader's claims, calling them cynical and insane. Moscow said it foiled terror attacks in Crimea by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. The FSB security agency and two of its officers were killed. Turkish officials say at least eight were killed in twin attacks Wednesday by Kurdish rebels in southeast Turkey. Since hostilities between the government and rebels of the Kurdistan Workers' Party resumed last year, more than 600 security personnel and thousands of militants have been killed. South Sudan Wednesday expressed opposition to a UN Security Council-proposed 4,000-strong regional peacekeeping force. Information Minister Michael McQuay said such a plan would turn the country's sovereignty over to the UN.
The text is very clear. It is turning South Sudan into a protectorate, and this is a situation that we will not accept.
He said Juba might welcome an independent African force, but not one under UN command. Fighting between the rival forces of President Salva Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar last month killed dozens and threatened last year's peace agreement. The bodies of five Malian soldiers were found Wednesday in a river in the central part of the country following an attack on their convoy Sunday. The extremist group Ansar Dine claimed responsibility. Afghan and U.S. military officials are downplaying concerns the provincial capital of Helmand is on the verge of collapse to the Taliban. The largest Afghan province has been the scene of fierce fighting between insurgents and Afghan security forces in recent weeks. Germany expected to unveil new measures Thursday aimed at curbing terrorism after Islamic State claimed two attacks in the country last month. They reportedly will allow deportation of migrants for being a threat to public security. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.